Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, well, one question. This thing with it, it says it expired on the 29th of August.
Oh, that's okay. Let me get the code, and then I'll look it up for you real quick.
Okay, it's 2411-4101-0009-6588.
Let's see. And is this Raymond?
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's still pulling it up. You're fine. Let me just pull this file up. Okay, Raymond. Let me confirm some info from you real quick, and then I'll go ahead and answer any questions you have, okay?
Sure.
What is the company name over there?
It's Extreme Motorsports, spelled with an X.
Okay, so Extreme Motorsports. Is that your DBA as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the structure of the business? Is it a S-Corp, LLC?
No, it's a sole proprietor.
Okay. And is the address 2585?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually on my property.
Okay.
My business and my home are on the same property.
Perfect. Okay. And Raymond, are you the, I take it you're the owner?
Yes.
And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. And what is a good phone number for you in case we get disconnected?
615-746-6733.
6733. Okay, perfect. Okay, well, we have many different programs depending on your specific needs, so why don't you kind of tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
I'm looking for, my biggest problem is I need business capital to take care of floating inventory and stuff like that, you know?
Okay.
Because I have big jobs, but I don't, in other words, I don't get paid, like, until the job is done,
mm-hmm.
you know. So sometimes I'm stretched out 30, 60 days. So it's a pain in the neck for cash flow going back, you know, between keeping stuff in stock to do jobs and stuff, you know. And it's just been a struggle. And banks don't even want to talk to you, you know.
Yeah,
if you want $50,000, you better have $100,000, you know.
Yeah.
And this is the problem I make with all small businesses. And then all these other things, they have these other loan things, these daily loans and stuff, which kill you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I'm trying to find a loan where I have one monthly payment.
Okay.
You know, in other words, if it's whatever, $5,000, whatever, I know it's that payment on that day.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm looking for.
Okay. Okay, so you're set out on, like, net 30s, net 60s for these jobs, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we run into this problem with most businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something we, you know, we kind of take care of here. How much would you be looking for total?
I'm only looking for, like, $35,000.
Okay. So you need 35. And is that just for inventory?
Well, no, it's between, you know, because I have to have parts come in to do jobs and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, it's basically for that and to have some cash flow while I'm waiting to get, you know, collected, you know.
Okay. While waiting for payment. Okay, perfect. Ian, is this a problem you run into often?
Yeah, it's all the time.
I bet. Okay, so
I just need something to keep me over the hump, and mm-hmm. then I can start stashing money back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hard, you know. It's very hard these days.
Yeah. No, I understand. For the payment itself, what's something you would budget for that?
I don't know what kind of terms and stuff they have. I mean,
for working capital, we can do anything as short as 3 years, and then they can be as long. I mean, as short as 3 months, and then they can be as long as 3 years.
Okay. Well, let's say based off if they did say 30 or 35,000, mm-hmm. what would it end up costing me on a monthly payment roughly?
Well, it depends on how long the term is and what you would qualify for itself. Do you know how long of a term you would want? Are you looking for something more short term so you can pay it off and then maybe take out more later, or?
I mean, if I did say, all right, let's just, I think they have different things on here. Like, if you did, let's say if you did a 3-year thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so $35,000 at 3 years alone would be, with no interest, nothing, would be $972 a month. Now, what we do with our working capital is we will qualify you for the longest term with the largest amount possible, and then work backwards with you from there so you can pick how much money you want to take out at the time and how long you want to take it out.
Right.
And then we'll give you a specific payback amount so you'll know exactly how much you're paying back to us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that one... That's how the capital will work there.
Okay.
And then, so say you got qualified for, you know, just a ballpark, $100,000, and you only took out the 35. And then mm-hmm. you run into the problem again. You still have that money, that extra money that you can take out. Or if you're halfway through your term, then you can renew mm-hmm. and you'll get more funds with longer terms as well. Once we've mm-hmm. built that relationship with you. So it's something that can constantly be renewed if this is a problem that you run into often.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Because if I can get myself back, my plan this way here, I end up getting depleted,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I have to wait, and then it's catch up, what you call it. So if I can keep everything flowing, then I can actually put money, you know, put money back in and keep it in my, checking account and stuff to keep mm-hmm. you know going besides paying back the loan, but then I'll actually be able to keep money back in,
yeah.
you know, because I can get myself back up.
Yeah. When are you looking to have this by?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how long it takes to check it out to see if we could do anything.
It'll take it once you get like the, you know, basic information we would need from you. We can have the approval and hard numbers for you within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, once you move forward from there, we can have you funded 24 hours after that. So we can move fairly quickly, but it just depends on how soon you would need it.
Yeah, I mean, however it takes to do the process, I mean, if whatever paperwork or whatever I got to fill out for, they can go and do it.
Perfect. How long have you been considering this loan? Have you looked in, and you said you've looked into loans with your bank and things like that before?
Yeah.
Okay. And they just, what did they say? They just, it was a no.
Well, and like I said, for them to give you money, you got to have at least a matching amount of money in the bank. If I had the matching amount of money in the bank,
you wouldn't need the
money. Need the bank. You know, that's my system. I says, you know, I mean, years ago, I used to be able to walk in the bank, say, look, I need this, sign a piece of paper, and I'd walk out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it doesn't work that way no more.
Yeah, especially for small businesses, and that's kind of where we come in, is that secondary funding, because banks just don't want to work for small businesses anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you ever had a working capital loan out before?
Yes, I had years ago, yes.
Oh, you have. Okay.
Yeah.
And who was that through?
Through Union Savings Bank.
Okay. And so was that like daily payments?
No, it was monthly payments.
Monthly payments. Okay. How much did you take out with them?
It was $50,000.
And do you remember how long the term was?
I think it was 5 years.
Hey, Will, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
This is previous. Okay,
yes,
perfect.
Yes. Just wanted to follow up.
And how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, because yeah. Some of the stuff runs behind because I'm waiting to get paid, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to eliminate, you know?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Like I said, we work with a lot of businesses.
Yeah, because I do have some credit card stuff through the business, mm-hmm. you know, which I've had to use, which I'd like to get. I would probably take some of this money and just get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This way here, I don't have that no more.
Okay.
I want to get it down where I have one payment.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
You know,
so you would be looking, if you could, to kind of consolidate some cards.
Right, I'd like to get rid of that stuff and have the one payment.
Okay, how many, do you know how many cards and how much total that would be?
There's probably 12,000, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, do you have an email there?
I can to consolidate. Okay. Yeah. And what were your gross annual sales like last year?
Believe it or not, they're doing my taxes now, matter of fact, because I had an extension.
Oh, okay. Well, we can go off of 2014
I can tell you roughly.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll shoot that over there. Hang on a second. We'll just
Just that top line revenue, not with deductions or anything like that.
Yeah, hang on. Actually, I got that in my computer on my invoicing thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Just got to get into here, figure out how to use this computer again. Okay. Report. Sales. Let's see. So that would be this past year. Come on, mouse work. Oops. Let's see what we got here. $265,000.
And that was for 2015?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And do you have those taxes yet, or are they still being worked on?
They're still being done because they're due by October 15th.
Okay, that's fine. We can go off of... Do you have 2014?
Yes, that I have. Let me see. I can even tell you... If you give me 1 second here, I can grab that, and I can tell you what last year's was... That would be 2014. That was 229.
Okay. And how do you think you're looking this year? Are you up, down?
Probably running
around the same.
Probably about the same. Because I can tell you that too. Let me just go back in here. Gives it to the day on this.
Well, that's good. Nice and organized.
Well, I use my invoicing since it has everything in it, but I just don't use it as an actual accounting thing for the accountant.
Yeah.
He just takes all my info and he does it. He's got QuickBooks. He uses, let's see, let's go back to the first of the year and see where we are now. I did look at this the other day, too. Let's see where we're at right now. Okay, why is this? Yeah, probably on track for, at this moment, it's just over 150, so we still got to the end of the year here.
Okay.
So we're probably somewhere about what it was in 2014.
Okay.
You know, it's probably going to be about 220, 225,000, somewhere in that area.
Okay, okay.
For this year.
Perfect. How long have you been in business?
Since 2001.
Oh, wow.
I was started in Connecticut and I moved to Tennessee in 2008. Oh. November 2001 I started.
Moved to Tennessee.
In 2008.
Okay. And just curious, how'd you get into the industry?
Oh, I started off as a truck mechanic and stuff, and I always dabble. See, I do racing motorcycle engines and chassis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always dabbled in it, and then I got into the racing scene myself, and one thing led to another, and actually in 94 is when I opened up a business, and I went from 94 to August of 2001, I was in partners with my brother doing this stuff, and never getting business with a family member. Because he robbed me blind.
Oh, no.
So that's when I separated from him, and I went on my own.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I don't think...
It was bad.
I bet. I don't think I'd be able to ever be in a business with my sister, so... I don't
Yeah, it turned into real bad. Like, this to this day, I haven't talked to him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, that's
no
how
good.
Bad it was.
Okay, so... Okay. And you have had a previous working capital loan, but that was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so moving forward, what I would need from you is the one-page application. And I'll email this to you, so don't worry about writing it down or anything.
Okay.
The one-page application, I would need your most recent 6 months of bank statements and your tax return. We can use 2014 since 2015 is still an extension.
Okay.
And do you guys take credit card payments?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so just to kind of get an idea of, is it a big chunk of your cash flow there?
It's a good part of it. It's a good part of it.
Okay, so
a lot of my stuff is from all over the place, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so 4 months of merchant statements as well, so we can take a look at that and kind of just get a big overview of the cash flow.
Okay.
Once you get those into me, then I can get it all submitted and we can have you an answer fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
got my email?
No, I was going to ask for that next. What's a good email to send this to?
Okay, it's Extreme Motorsports and it's spelt with an X.
So XTREME.
Yep, Motorsports.
Motorsports with an S.
Yep. And that's at att.net.
Okay, so I will send you an email. It'll have the application attached. Like I said, it's a quick one-page application and the short list of things we would need from you. When do you think you can get those over to me?
I have to leave here. When I get off the phone with you, I have to leave. I have a doctor's appointment.
Okay.
And when I come back, I'll see what I got. I probably got everything I need to send you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a fax number there that I can fax it to you? Because I won't be able to email it.
Yeah. When I send the email, there will be all my contact info and the fax numbers on there as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Then this way here, I can fax it right back. I can fax it back to you then.
Yeah, that's perfect. So it'll have my direct dial, so you can call me directly if you have any questions. You can reply to the email, and then the fax number will be on there as well.
Okay, very good.
Okay, perfect. So when's a good time to follow up with you?
Well, like I said, send me that, and when I get back, I'll see what I got. I should. Now, do you need the whole tax return? Or
we
you need
do.
The Schedule C?
Oh, the Schedule C is fine.
Just a page from Schedule C?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I didn't know if that's a lot of taxing.
Yeah, that is. Do you have it on your computer saved or anything that you can email it over? Or?
No, I don't. It's not on my computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just send me what you can, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Send me whatever information I need. And then when I come back, I'll take a look and see what I have. I think I have everything I need to send you.
Okay, perfect. And if I don't, I'll follow up with you probably Monday morning. Is around this time okay for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So just to make sure, you know, if you had any other questions and if there was anything
else.
Yeah,
if I have any questions, I can call you too.
Yes, definitely. My direct guy will be in the email.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay, Raymond, I will talk to you Monday morning, and I will be looking out for your facts for everything later on today.
Okay, very good.
All right, sounds good. Thanks. Right. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you. Right, bye-bye.